Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Okay, so like you know, we're about to do the Audition Underground for this Monday. And basically what happens is you, the talent out there, get to send in your audition going to the Audition Underground area. We will then take it random and pick one of those auditions. And we will then interpret that here live on the air by letting somebody read the audition, send it in, and we will give you some feedback live, constructive feedback. So it's meant to be positive, good, constructive, hard love stuff. So it is a little bit sometimes on the edge, but there's a good love behind it, good intentions behind it. So this time around, we got Samantha DeSeuss. I think I said that right. So let's give it a shot. Here we go.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
You know, that's funny because she's got the same kind of a feel overall as you do, Diana. So why don't you take a stab at giving us a little bit of feedback on that one?
Certainly. I'd love to hear that sped up just a little bit more, a little less methodical. I'd like to hear a little bit more interest in it. I'd like to feel a little more spicy to it. You know, it's the new Buick Enclave. You know, just really enjoy the moment instead of just telling us about it. But the voice is beautiful. I think it just needs a little bit more connection with the product.
What do you think, Deb? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think, you know, there's very much a current trend right now of less is more and throw it away. And you own that. Like, you own that, Samantha. You have a really great, actually neutral voice. You have a neutral voice. You don't know if it's a guy or a girl, which is great. And you have a name, Sam. Even better. Now you can make double your money, just saying. So what I find is I actually don't mind that it's thrown away because you're not over pushing it, but you're not playing with anything enough for me to know how to feel differently. So it's like you have one note all the way through, even though it's well played on that note. I like less is more. I think less, especially for me in Canada, I have to work on less is more all the time because I am too perky. I give too much opinion. I'm too bright, all those things. But I want to know how to feel as the listener. What I like is you're giving me confidence. So I know I can confidently rely on this car. But again, if you just gave me a little bit more intrigue or something into some of these moments, then I would have been very happy with it. But I feel like it just stays in that place all the way through. But I do like that confident place. I actually do. I just think it needs a little bit more flavor in there somewhere. Like, oh, finally, a better way to, you know. So you got sarcasm all over you, Samantha, and I like that for you. So go further with it. The kids are being assholes in the back of the car or whatever's going on. You sound like the no-nonsense person. And so allow no nonsense to be happening in the car. Oh, and it's got this too. You know, I could hear you going in for a nice little secret on me and just playing with some more change-ups within your confident delivery.
Really good. Great feedback from both Deb and Diana. I would throw in there one thing that I will tell talent who are listening potentially either now or on demand is one of the things that are most important when you are working on an audition is to try to envision what's going to happen on the end use of it. What is the producer thinking about? What kind of a music bed do you hear going on? What is the visual? What kind of an overall environment or mood, or what I call soundscape, is going to be developed to go with that voice? And that'll help you sometimes know, like Deb was saying just now, how much do you want to bring it to life, or how much you want to lay it back, or is less more or less, etc. And that is food for thought for those listening. You want to definitely think about that in the audition. I'm not saying that pertains to this audition in particular, but you definitely want to consider put yourself on the other end, the receiver, and behind what we call behind the board. Instead of in the mic, be behind the board and try to understand what they could potentially be doing with this once you send it off. That may help you get a little bit more in tune with, should it be more lively? Should it be whether go with the direction, what it says, but also try to envision what's going to happen once they receive it. So, you know, I think those are great points. So hopefully that'll help you out a little bit, Susan, or Samantha, I mean, get that right. Samantha DeSouze.